Okay. Yesterday we read through the comments of Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlau on, again, we went through the Mishnah over here in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us about the Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zeche l'Churban, Zeche l'Migdash rather, that he made a Takanas, She'eluv Nitol b'Migdash, Kol Shiva, Zeche l'Migdash, that even outside of the Mikdash, we take lulav for all 7 days as a zeche to the Mikdash. So Yeruchim Fishel Perlau raised a couple of very important questions. He discussed the shita of the Aruch HaNer and others based on the shita of Rambam, where the Rambam holds that Mikdash is defined as not just Mikdash itself, but the entire Yerushalayim has a din of Mikdash, that only outside of Yerushalayim has a din of Medina. That's what his takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was luv nitol b'medina shiva zeichel mikdash, because in Yerushalayim they already were taking it on a daraisa level. If you look at the parish of Mishnah, it's the Rambam in the back. It's right here on this Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah, that where the Rambam says that idea that it's luv nitol b'medina. Rambam writes medina hi kol ha'ayorah shebe eretz Yisrael milvad Yerushalayim. Medina means every city other than Yerushalayim. So that's what it means, Medina. So obviously he holds that Lulav Nitol B'Mikdash means Mikdash is including Yerushalayim. And we also saw that the Rambam holds Kiddush Rishon HaKitchel HaShayit of Kitchel HaSalavo. So we pointed out that L'chora B'Zman HaZeh, one would have an obligation to take Lulav Kol Shiva in Yerushalayim. So the Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau's first question that was asked by others as well, by the Aruch HaNer as well, and is dealt with by the Achronim, is if there's a mitzvah to take lulav b'mikdash kol shiva, who's chayiv in that mitzvah? Presumably, who's chayiv in the mitzvah? Every Jew is chayiv in the mitzvah, just like every Jew is chayiv in every mitzvah. Well, not every mitzvah, there's some that only for Quran or whatever, but still, every Jew should be chayiv in that mitzvah, and therefore, every male Jew should have to go to Yerushalayim and take lulav. So question number one is, why did no one ever think of this? Why did none of the other poskim ever come up with this idea that every single Jew should have to shlep to Yerushalayim and take lulav? It's not only if you happen to be... Me'echi tesi, that it's only if you happen to be in Yerushalayim, then you have this mitzvah. No, you have a mitzvah that you have to go there and go do it. Go do that mitzvah. That was question number one. Question number two, which we said was even a just stronger, more fundamental question, is that if it's true that even Bizman HaZeh there is this mitzvah d'araisa to take lulav b'mikdash kol shiva, why in the world did Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai need to make a takana zecher l'mikdash? We still have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is still there. Why would you make a takana zecher to something that still exists? Make a takana zecher l'mikdash for things that aren't there anymore, but we still have this mitzvah in its original form. So we saw Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau dealt with a couple of possibilities, a couple of possible answers, and primarily on the second question at least, the answer that he stuck with was that even though Enochinami the din is still there, but the capacity to fulfill that mitzvah is no longer there. Because when the Churban happened, it wasn't like everything else was just left alone and they just destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Everything, the whole city was razed, and Jews, there were gezeiros, the Jews weren't allowed to walk in Yerushalayim, that we weren't allowed to set foot there. So it's nice to say, oh, what are you making the Takana Zeichel HaMikdash for? We still have the mitzvah. Yeah, we still have the mitzvah, but we have no ability to do the mitzvah. So if there's no ability to do the mitzvah, it's still kedai to make a takana zecher l'mikdash. So a couple of things to discuss. I want to discuss both of the points that Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau brings up. Number one, the shitas Rambam, the idea that according to the Rambam, bizman hazeh, we should have to take lulav, there should still be a mitzvah d'oraisa of lulav b'mikdash. And also the second point of how exactly does this mitzvah work? Does the mitzvah of lulav b'mikdash work that literally that anyone who's not in the mikdash has to make it their business to go there in order to do this mitzvah? So there is a beautiful tshuva. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in his Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Beis, I think it's actually printed in Chelek Gimel, this tshuva, in Simen Nun Zayin. They came out with Chelek Beis and Gimel together, I think, originally. First they printed Chelek Aleph and then put Beis and Gimel together, and then subsequently they split them. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach talks about this idea of Lulav Nitol B'Mikdash Kol Shiva. He quotes the Shita Sarambam, and he says two ha'aras. First he says two ha'aras in the Rambam. First of all, he says, if you look ahead a little bit, if you turn to Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, there is a Mishnah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, where the Mishnah discusses all the mitzvos that apply during the Yom Tov of Sukkot and that don't apply on Shabbos, that they couldn't do all the 7 days. So the Mishnah says, Lulav can't do on Shabbos. So Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shchal Lios B'Shabbos, except for on the first day. So Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shchal Lios B'Shabbos, if first day of Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, the Mishnah says halfway through, Malichnas Lulavein L'Harabayis, they will bring their Lulav to the Harabayis before Shabbos, because now they're carry on Shabbos. The Gabayim, it's not like opera singers, you know, the Gabayim would line up the Lulavim on a platform. The Zakenim would have a special place where they can go and get theirs. And they would tell everyone, look, you should know that you're probably not going to get your lulav back, so make it tonight that whoever picks up your lulav, that it should be matana for him, and in turn, whoever's lulav you pick up will be yours, it will be matana for you. Next day they come to the Beis Hamikdash, they throw out all the lulavim, they mechat v'numakin ishas chaveiro, but it didn't work out so well. It was a mob scene, it was crazy, people were beating the garbage out of each other to get a lulav. It was not a very good idea. So k'shor Beis Hamikdash, de sakana, Beis Hamikdash saw that it was dangerous, hiskinu she'kalechav v'chanotel b'beiso. So he said, you know what, we're still going to take lulav, when the first day falls on Shabbos, we still take lulav on Shabbos, but only in your house. No more of this going to the Beis Hamikdash. So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, according to the Rambam, that the din of B'migdash doesn't really have to be in the Beis Hamikdash. The din of B'migdash just has to be in the city of Yerushalayim. So he says, L'diday tzorach lomer, D'mashom mishom ben beiz, Molichna sulvein lahar bayis, Hainu mishom aliyah l'regel greida. Why would they bring their lulav to the har bayis? It must be because they were going to the Har Bayis anyway for Aliyah L'Regel. Avul mitzad a mitzvah, but in terms of doing the mitzvah, so that they could have done it in Yerushalayim. There was no real need to bring it to the Har Bayis, because the mitzvah isn't limited to the Har Bayis. The mitzvah could have been done anywhere in Yerushalayim. Why did they go to the Har Bayis? So the Rama must tell you that they must have just been going to the Har Bayis anyway for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, but for Lulav they didn't need to go to the Har Bayis to be able to see the mitzvah. That's number one. Ha'ara number two, Odnir Lefize, Gam La'achar Shetiknu She'ekolech Vecha Notel Bebeis L'mnei HaSakana, once they made this takana that everyone takes it in their house, so Yitachin Da'afshel Rashi Nimtza Tebat La'mitzvah Shantil's Migdash. Wait a second, once everyone's taking it in their house, are they still being Yotze, the mitzvah of Lulav B'Migdash? So Pashpshat is no, because they're at home, they're not in the Migdash. But according to the Rambam, maybe by telling people to take it in their house, they were not being mevatel the mitzvah of Lulav B'Migdash. Because all you need is a friend who has a place in the old city, and who doesn't have a friend who has a place in Yerushalayim. So just find a friend who has a place in Yerushalayim and go take it in his house. And therefore you could still be Yotze. It turns out that when they made this takana stay at home, they weren't being mevatel the mitzvah of B'Migdash. These aren't kashas, just ta'aras, that according to the Rambam, there would have been no need to bring the lulav to the Arbais in the first place. They just happened to have done that. And when they made the takana to undo that and to take it in your bias, they weren't really undoing the mitzvah of the Migdash. They weren't telling you not to do the mitzvah of the Migdash. Do the mitzvah of the Migdash in your friend's house, which also has the din of Migdash because it's in Yerushalayim. Shlomo Zalman says that it's ha'aris, but if you look in Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe in Yerdech El Dal Simen Samach Gimel believes, unbelievably gutsy tshuva, only Rav Moshe could suggest such a thing. He says, the Rambam is obviously wrong about this, that Lulav B'Mikdash Kol Shiva means in Yerushalayim, but the Rambam isn't wrong. Who am I to say the Rambam's wrong? So the Rambam's a typo. It's obviously a typo, because it can't mean that you're allowed to take Lulav in all, that the mitzvah of Lulav B'Mikdash is in all of Yerushalayim. So it's got to be a toast so far. And he points to our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that originally it was Nitel B'Mikdash Kol Shiva B'Medina Yom Echad, and the Rambam, right, the Rambam on our Mishnah, that Medina is anywhere outside of Yerushalayim. But he says, Ha'iyev Shakla Lomar Kein, but that's, it's untenable, it's indefensible for the Rambam to say such a thing. Da'at Sarek Lavin Maitai Mekshavei Samikdash HaYikayim Ha'yukala Amalich Lulvei L'Arabayis B'Yerushalayim. He says, because then how do you explain the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis? Why were they bringing their lulavim to the Har HaBayis? Meaning, even originally, the mitzvah b'mikdash kol shiva means anywhere in Yerushalayim. So what were they shtupping to Har HaBayis with their lulavim for? So Shlomo Zalman sort of said it as ha'ara. Oh, it must be they were going there anyway for some other reason. Ramosh, come on! The Mishnah clearly makes it sound like there was a din in dine lulav that they had to be going to the Har HaBayis. Don't tell me, oh, they were going there for some other reason. No, what were they going to the Har HaBayis for? I have a better idea, Ramosh says. Why don't they go to the Batei Knesios in Yerushalayim? There weren't enough shuls in Yerushalayim. And you would have avoided this whole problem of everyone beating each other up and trying to push in line and get their lulav. Just go to the shuls in Yerushalayim. Especially, Rav Moshe didn't have that second ha'ara of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He didn't think that when they were misaking take up a bayis, that they were still being yotzei b'mikdash. Because he says, no, who says everyone lives in Yerushalayim? So once they were misaking, go take it in your homes, what are Chazal doing? They're taking away a mitzvah from you. You have a mitzvah b'mikdash. They say, yeah, just take your lulav at home. Well, then where's my mitzvah b'mikdash? You took it away from me. He doesn't hold, no, home means my friend's home who happens to live in the old city. No, you took away my mitzvah from me. So Rav Moshe says, very, very mistaver, he says, why would Chazal... sometimes Chazal do take away mitzvahs. They do tell you, don't do this mitzvah, b'shevi al taseh, they're okar davar min haTorah, b'shevi al taseh. That's true, they do that sometimes. But that's a last resort. If there's any other option, they're not going to go tell you, don't worry, don't do this mitzvah d'oraisa. If there's any other option, they'll go with the other option to still fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. If the Rambam is right that anywhere in the old city you could be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa, Chazal shouldn't have said take the lulav at home. They should have said take the lulav in a shul in Yerushalayim. There are enough batei knesios, batei midrashos. Instead of bringing the lulav to the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Shabbos and dealing with all the fights and the unbelievable crowds of people, bring it to a shul. 100 people. 100 people will get together. They'll figure out they're not going to beat each other up. It's not going to be such a long line. It's not going to be so difficult to deal with. Why didn't they think of that? It says, then it wouldn't have been Bali de Sakana. So Rav Moshe, beautiful, Rav Moshe says, who says there were shuls in Yerushalayim? Maybe if you wanted to daven in Yerushalayim, you had to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe there were just very few, very large shuls, in which case it wouldn't have helped. How do I know there were shuls in Yerushalayim? So Rav Moshe says, what do you mean? It's an often Yerushalmi and Megillah. Yerushalmi and Megillah says, as much as people tell you that certain gedolim weren't bikiyim in Yerushalmi, maybe not certain gedolim weren't bikiyim in Yerushalmi. Rav Moshe's bikiyim in Yerushalmi cannot be questioned. Rav Moshe wrote a commentary on Yerushalmi that was lost. He wrote it was one of the things he was always very sad about the rest of his life, that he lost a massive commentary he wrote in all of Talmud Yerushalmi, and he quotes throughout his Tshuvas Igros Moshe and especially in Dibros Moshe, quotes very liberally from Talmud Yerushalmi. It's a tremendous baki in Yerushalmi. So he says, how do I know there were shuls in Yerushalayim? It's Yerushalayim and Megillah. I'm Pinchas B'Shem Raposhia, Arba Meil Sushman and Batei Knesios, Sayyub Yerushalayim. There you have it. 480 shuls in Yerushalayim. Kalachas Vach, Sayyub, Beis Sefer, Beis Talmud. And each one had its own day school attached to it. I shouldn't say a day school. Its own, whatever, cheder attached to it. So he says, 480 shuls. If you could divide the crowd by 480, that would help a lot with the crowd control. And then it wouldn't have been Bali Dei Sakana. So Moshe thought of the same idea that Rav Shlomo Zalman thought of, but he says that he doesn't. He thinks therefore the Rambam has to be a typo. Furthermore, Rav Moshe points out we'll save the other part of Rav Moshe for later. Okay, so that's number one. Rav Shlomo Zalman says two ha'aras according to the Shittas Rambam. One of those ha'aras, Rav Moshe thinks, is a strong enough ha'ara that you could say that the Rambam is a telesofer, that the Rambam is a typo. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests the truth is that Tosos in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel holds like the Rambam also, because Tosos asks, why didn't they make a takana? What does the Mishnah say? You know the Mishnah, first Mishnah in the fourth parak, Mishnah tells us Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva. So what does it mean Shisha V'Shiva? Sometimes you take lulav for 6 days, sometimes you take lulav for 7 days. When do you take lulav for 6 days? When do you take lulav for 7 days? So if Shabbos falls out on if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, then you take lulav for all 7 days, even on Shabbos. if one of the other days falls out on Shabbos, then you only take lulav for 6 days because you're not going to take on Shabbos. Right? But once they made a takana that you're going to take in your bias anyway, kolecha ve'echad is no tel bebeso, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Asks Tosos and Daf Mem Gimel. Once you're not carrying it anyway, you're taking lulav in your house anyway, so why didn't they make the takana? Tells Dibra Maschel Ha on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Im Kain Lisknu Nami Kol Shiva Bebeso Kishchal B'Shabbos. Now, if the mitzvah was only in the Mikdash, like most Rishonim seem to assume, what kind of kasha is that? Oh, let's make a takana. Everyone should take in their house on the other days. What do you mean on the other days? The other days, where's there a mitzvah on the other days? Right? The Din D'Oraisa, we all know, Aleph Beis of Hilchos Lulav, is that the Din D'Oraisa is b'mikdash for 7 days, outside of mikdash for only 1 day. So why would they make a takana to take in your house on a day other than the first day? Unless your house has a din of mikdash. So Tosfos must be assuming that your house also has a din of mikdash. Well, where do you live? On Har Bayis? No, must be your house has a din of mikdash because you live in the old city. You live in Yerushalayim. And therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you see Tosfos holds like the Rambam. I don't know how Rav Moshe deals with that. Rav Moshe wanted to say the Rambam was a typo. Tosfos is a typo also? It's a lot harder. So he says it could be that only it's not only the Rambam. Okay, there are other ways out of that Tosfos though. Tosfos might be saying nowadays we should have made such a takana. Okay, there are other ways out of that Tosfos. So that's just in general the Shitas Rambam. What about the application of the Shitas Rambam? So how do we apply the Shitas Rambam? Famous Chiddush of the Bikur Yaakov. We keep on saying Rav Shechter quotes in Bikvei Hatzon. And it's quoted all over the place. We discussed that at length earlier in the year. Which is, if I am in my parents' apartment in Rechavia on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and I go to the local shul there in Rechavia, and I take lulav, and then later that day I go into the old city, I go to the Kotel, I go to visit all my Talmidim at Nativ and at Yeshiva HaKotel, I would then have to take lulav again. Why? Because now I have the mitzvah b'mikdash. And that mitzvah still applies b'zman hazeh, because the Rambam holds kedusha rishona kitchel shaitiv kitchel as lavo, and the Rambam holds the whole old city has din of mikdash. So I would have to take lulav again. So apparently, Rav Meir Simcha Meshchachma the Arsameach has a series of kashas on this chiddush of the Bikur Yaakov that b'zman hazeh, if I go into Yerushalayim, I'll still have to take lulav. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, this tshuva, takes each kasha that Rav Meir Simcha asks and defends Rav Meir Simcha from each, defends the Bikur Yaakov from each of these kashas that Rav Meir Simcha asks, and then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but I think the Bikur Yaakov is wrong because I have a kasha that I don't have an answer to. So what does Rav Meir Simcha ask? So first kasha Rav Meir Simcha asks is, why did they make a takana of Zeichel HaMikdash if even Bizman HaZeh the mitzvah is still there? Meaning, Zeichel HaMikdash, Sion hi Doresh Ein La, Mechal Dabai Drisha, we need to be Doresh, we need to commemorate, we need to remember what they used to do. What do you mean? Even Bizman HaZeh, the mitzvah is still there. What are you commemorating? We saw that kasha already. That was the kasha of Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perla. He already asked that kasha. So, Rosh Hashanah says, that's a ridiculous question. That's not really a question. Why is it not really a question? He says the question is a pella that Rav Meir Simcha, such a smart guy, would ask such a question. Why? Same answer of Yerucham Fishel Perla gave. Because Yerushalayim is destroyed. So granted, we may have a chiyuv, a mitzvah, but we don't have any ability, practical ability, to fulfill that mitzvah. So it doesn't matter. What happens when Yerushalayim gets rebuilt? Meaning, if the whole reason that they made the takana, Zeichel HaMikdash, was because we just practically didn't have the ability to do the mitzvah d'oraisa in Yerushalayim. So what happens when we do have the ability to do the mitzvah in Yerushalayim? What happens when Yerushalayim gets rebuilt again, like it is, and we can go back there? Should the din d'rabbanan to take lulav kol shiva go away? Because the whole din d'rabbanan was only zeichel mikdash once. Is there any question, for instance, that once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, that all the takana zeichel lemikdash are going to go away? One would assume, for instance, let's take the other one. There was another takana zeichel lemikdash the Mishnah mentioned. Mem alef and alef. What was the takana? That yom anef kulo aser. That the second day of Pesach, the entire day is aser b'chadash. Not just until the Karban Omer. The entire day is aser b'chadash. When we have a Beis HaMikdash and we bring the Karban Omer, is the entire day still going to be aser b'chadash? No, vaday, the entire day it's going to be mutter again. As soon as you bring the Karban Omer is going to be matir again. How do I know that? It's beferish in the Gemara that way. The Gemara says that, but what are we worried about? That next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and people are going to say, oh, last year the Chadash was Mutter Beheir Mizrach, and now it should still, now it's only Achiyakrava Omer. So you see that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, whatever Takana we have is going to go away. It's not going to be there anymore. So if this was not, if this takan of Lulav Kol Shiva was not because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was because Yerushalayim was destroyed, so when Yerushalayim is rebuilt, maybe the takana should go away. It's a serious problem. Because what you need to define in order to answer that problem is what's called Churban of Yerushalayim. And there are other nafkaminas in Halacha, whether Yerushalayim is considered b'churban or it's considered b'binyana. Or nafkaminas? It's enough to mean whether you consider your shlime to be destroyed nowadays or not destroyed. Halach nafkmina. Halach lemaisa. Is your shlime b'chorban or your shlime b'binyana? Nafkmina would be, there's a halacha that we've all practiced, I'm sure, that when we see the makam ha-migdash, b'chorbanu we tear kriya. There's also a halacha that when you see your shlime b'chorbanu you tear kriya. So, have any of us done that? When we, as soon as we walk into the old city, we tear kriya. Is that called seeing Yerushalayim b'chorbana? It's machlokas haposkim. Poskim discuss. Do you say that since it's tachas shlitas harishayim in honor of Yom Ha'atzmaut, it's underneath the control of a non-religious secular government and whatever? That's not binyan. Yerushalayim b'binyana means with frumkeit and with a. I mean, not just physically under Jewish control, or no, maybe Yerushalayim, look what's built in Yerushalayim. That's called Bibinyana. You know what it looked like 200 years ago? The difference between Yerushalayim now and Yerushalayim then? You know what it looked like 60 years ago? So that's Bibinyana. So, it's Nafkamina. How you define it. But Lachar, if you're going to say that it's Bibinyana, and you hold like this Rambam, that they were Mesakein Zeichel Migdash only because we didn't have Yerushalayim, like this idea of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yochum Fishel Perlaus, and now that we have Yerushalayim, the mitzvah of Lulav Kol Shiva should go away. And it would turn out that next year, here in the Five Towns, assuming we're still here, we should only take Lulav for one day, not for all 7 days. Unbelievable. Right? We can't say it, Lamaisa. Another kasha that they ask on the Bikuri Yaakov, that Meir Simcha asked on the Bikuri Yaakov, that nowadays we should blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, not just shofar, but chatzotzos as well. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin, says, from the fact that it says bechatzotzos v'kol shofar, ari l'fnei ha-melech Hashem, we learn that whenever you could be l'fnei ha-melech Hashem, you have to blow chatzotzos. L'fnei ha-melech Hashem, and Rambam says, the whole city of Yerushalayim, it's not just the Mikdash. So Rosh Hashanah says, come on. The word L'fnei Hashem means a million different things in a million different contexts. You also have to eat Maaser Sheni L'fnei Hashem. And where can you eat Maaser Sheni? In the whole city of Yerushalayim. And that no one argues. That's clear. So L'fnei Hashem can mean a whole bunch of different things. L'fnei Hashem sometimes means just the Azara. L'fnei Hashem can mean all sorts of different things. So each context is different. Just because in the context of Lulav it's one way doesn't mean it has to be that way. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I think I have a kasha on Bikur Yaakov that will destroy it. And that is that the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Lulav that we have a requirement of Simcha Yisera B'Mikdash. So he says, that din of Simcha Yisera B'Mikdash, of the Samachtim, of Nei Hashem Elkechem, Shivas Yamin, he says, it's borer that din doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. I mean, what do we want? What did the Kriyakov want to do? We wanted to put two Rambams together. That the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is of Mikdash means the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and that the Kedusha still exists. So whatever din we have in the Mikdash should still exist nowadays. Lulav Nitol B'Mikdash Kol Shiva should still exist nowadays in Yerushalayim because the Kedusha is still there. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the mitzvah of Lulav Nitol B'Mikdash Kol Shiva is not a function of Kedushas Yerushalayim. It's not a function of Kedushas Yerushalayim. You're right. The Rambam would hold Kedushas Yerushalayim is still there. Absolutely. We don't take lulav for 7 days because Yerushalayim is Kadosh. It is Kadosh. That's not why we take lulav called Shiva. Where do we learn the mitzvah of lulav called Shiva? Usmachtem of Ne'ashem Melkechem Shiva Ziyamim. The mitzvah of lulav called Shiva is learned out from the mitzvah of Simcha that you have in Yerushalayim. Barur, he says, Bizman Azel lo Shaykh Simcha Zu. B'zmanazah, we don't have that simcha. Because we don't have a base of Mikdash. So even if the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is independent, doesn't necessarily emanate from the Mikdash. Or it's enough to emanate from the Makom HaMikdash, which may be also Kitchel HaSalava. But that's not the Mechayev of Lulav Kol Shiva. It's strange to talk about this on Dinim D'Oraisa, but yeah, in the Din D'Oraisa also, you can identify what the Mechayev is. The Mechayev isn't the Kedusha, the Mechayev is the Simcha. And also he says, Yitachein, Dahol v'atara koresas anetil b'migdash b'shem, usmachtem, chayvim la'asos davka b'simcha. Since the Torah says, usmachtem, maybe you have to do it davka with Simcha. And if you're unable to do b'simcha, then there's no mitzvah. He says that's why an Avel doesn't carry a Sefer Torah around the Bima. Right? He stands at the center, doesn't carry it around by the Hoshanos. Because why do we go around the Bima? That's a Zecher to Usmachta. And the Avel can't do the Simcha. So you see from there, whenever someone can't do the Simcha, so there's no Chiyuv. What about the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, "How do I know that we do zeichel mikdash?" No, what does the Gemara say? Minel and aladin and zeichel mikdash, because it says, "Tzion he darei shein la." What does tzion mean? The whole din of zeichel mikdash is a din of a zecher to what? To tzion. Where's tzion? The Shulchan Aruch says, "Oh, wait a second, that's a problem." Because tzion sounds like it's all of Yerushalayim, right? Tzion sounds like it's not only, it's totally in the ear Tzion, not in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And we're quoting it in the context of the mitzvah of Lulav. So it sounds like this takana relates to not the existence of the Mikdash, but to the existence of the city. So he says, nah, not a raya. What does that mean? That's the Beis HaMikdash. So Tzion actually means different things. Sometimes it means Yerushalayim, sometimes it means Beis Hamikdash, so he's not bothered by that raya. So either way, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, at the end of the day, he doesn't think this Bikur Yaakov is correct. Let's go back to the other issue. What was the other issue? Assuming Bikur Yaakov is correct, or even if he's not correct, go back in time. Go back to the times when there was a Beis Hamikdash. So did a Jew living in Tel Aviv have a chiyuv to go to the Mikdash in order to be notel zulav kol shiva? Because remember, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash before Takanos Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, anyone outside of Yerushalayim or outside of the Mikdash, however you want to define Mikdash, only took lulav for 1 day. But in the Mikdash, it was a mitzvah kol shiva. Did you have a chiyuv to get up and go and do the mitzvah kol shiva in Yerushalayim? Is it a requirement like Aliyah L'Regel? You have to go there. So, like Karm Pesach, we said yesterday, you have to go bring your Karm Pesach. So did you have to go and bring the lulav? So Sfasemis just wonders, he says, obviously not. He just assumes, obviously not. He says, I don't know why not, though. I have a kasha, why shouldn't there be such a mitzvah? Lama lo neima d'chova leinu lova l'mikdash b'chol yimei achag l'kayim usmachtem shavas yamim. And even if you're patur from Ri'iya, who would be patur from Ri'iya? Who would be patur from Aliyah L'Regel? Someone who's in the karka, okay, zakein, whatever. There are certain heterim, not to be ol l'regel, but you should have to go anyway. You should have to go anyway to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav. So the Sfasemis says, I don't understand why you wouldn't. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim at the beginning of Masechet Pesachim. Do you have to go to bring Karm Pesach anyway? Meaning, if let's say I'm patur from Aliyah L'Regel because I don't own land, and only someone who owns land is chayv aliyah l'regel. We learn that out from the fact that the Torah guarantees that when you go to be ola l'regel, nothing's going to happen to your property, that it will be protected. Oh, you see from there that only someone who has property is ola l'regel. Okay, so if I don't own any property, I don't have a chiv of aliyah l'regel, do I therefore not have to bring Karban Pesach because I don't have to go to Yerushalayim for Pesach? Or do you say no? Pashup Shad is no. Of course, that's not true. Of course you have to go to Yerushalayim for your Karban Pesach. You don't have to go on Shavuos, you don't have to go on Sukkot, but you got to go to bring Karban Pesach. That's a separate chiyuv. You have no chiyuv of Aliyah the Regal, but you have a chiyuv of bringing Karban Pesach. So that's a discussion in Tzlach and Mechas Chinuch, based on Tos, the beginning of Pesach. But what about doing the mitzvah of lulav? Maybe you say the same thing as we do by Karban Pesach. Even if you're putz from Aliyah the Regel, in order to do the mitzvah of lulav, which can only be done in the mikdash, you have to go to Yerushalayim and take lulav. So Sfasem says it must be that it's a gzeres hakasuv, that since the Torah says ulkachtam lechem b'yom harishon, that the Torah is telling you that if you live outside of the mikdash, you only have a chiyuv b'yom harishon, that you have no other chiyuv. That lekachal chem yom rishon is not being marbe a chiyuv; it's being memait. Not only being marbe, it's being memait. It's telling you that your chiyuv is not only yes, even begvul and midar raisa yom rishon, but that there is no other chiyuv anywhere for you after yom rishon. You have no other obligations after yom rishon if you're begvulin. You have no obligation to travel to Yerushalayim to do the mitzvah. Problem is, he's making up his own drasha. And as great as Fasemis was, you know, he was an Achron, he wasn't a Tana. So it's hard to like make up a drush like that. Oh, l'kachem b'yom rishon nafuke lachem, you know, on the other day is traveling to Yerushalayim. That drush doesn't exist in Chazal. So that's a very difficult drusha to make. So it comes along the Stipler, and the Stipler says this issue of whether or not you have to go to Yerushalayim or not to Yerushalayim, or don't have to go to Yerushalayim, is tully in a machlokas rishonim. Because remember the pliya atzuma that we had, that everyone was wondering, was why did no one think of this? Rabbi Yochum Perla said, how could I be the first guy to think of this problem? That why in the world aren't we going? That why didn't anybody go to Yerushalayim to do the mitzvah? So the stipler says, no, we're not the first ones to think of it. It's already machlokas rishonim. We don't know if any rishon deals with it directly. True. But they deal with it indirectly. Says the stipler, there is a Bala Ma'or at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechta Sukkah, where the Bala Ma'or says that Biyom Rishon Shel Chag, where the Mishnah says that Biyom Rishon Shel Chag Lo Hayu B'Mikdash Mitzvos Luv Klal. Says the Bala Ma'or says that on the first day of Sukkah, we discussed this already in the past. We know there's a mitzvah for 7 days in the Mikdash, a mitzvah for 1 day in Medina. So how do you understand that? Do you understand that the mitzvah 1 day that applies everywhere also applies to Mikdash, and then the chiyuv in Mikdash is 6 more days, but the 1 day is the same in the Mikdash and everywhere else? Or do you understand it that there's a mitzvah in Medina and in Mikdash l'kaklum l'chem b'yom rishon, and there's also a mitzvah smachtum f'nei Hashem elkechem shivas yomim, including day one in the Mikdash, which means on day one in the Mikdash there are 2 mitzvahs. There's mitzvah l'kachnum chem yom rishon and l'smachnum v'shay Hashem l'kachnum shavaz yam. Says the Bala Ma'or, the former, not the latter, is the correct analysis. That in the Mikdash on day one there are no 2 mitzvahs, there's only 1 mitzvah. L'kachnum chem yom rishon, that's the only mitzvah that applies to Mikdash. What do I do with the pasuk l'smachnum v'shay Hashem l'kachnum shivas yamim? Doesn't that start with day one? Says Balmar, no. It starts with day two. Wait, you count 7 days starting with day two, that's going to lead you to day eight. No, it means you're mashlim shivas yamin. You finish up 7 days. That's the Balmar. Asks the stipler, what a strange way to read the pasuk. What motivated the Bala Ma'or to say that Usmachtim V'Hashem Elkechem Shivas Yamim does not mean that you have a mitzvah that lasts for 7 days, but rather that you have a mitzvah that should finish 7 days, that should go from day 2 through 7? It's such a weird reading of the pasuk. Pasuk says 7 days. Bala Ma'or says no. Kachlel Lechem Yom Rishon, that applies to Mikdash the same way it applies everywhere else, but Usmachtim V'Hashem Elkechem Shivas Yamim only means days 2 through 7. Why would he say that? That's ridiculous. There must have been something pushing him. There must have been some major problem that he had that made him want to say that. So he says, it must be that what pushed him was the following. The Mishnah that we read before at the beginning of the fourth parak. What does the Mishnah say? They started getting into fights in the Beis HaMikdash. So what was the takana that they made? Kol echad ve'echad noto be'beiso. So it was the kasha, both Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rav Moshe asked. What are they doing? There's a mitzvah to take up a mikdash. And you're going to tell them to ignore that mitzvah d'oraisa? Don't do the mitzvah d'oraisa to take up a mikdash. Be notel b'beiso. Take it at home, it's fine. Whatever happened to the mitzvah of a mikdash? So that must have bothered the Baal Mar to no end. To the point where the Baal Mar must have said, there's no difference between taking it in your house and taking it in the mikdash on day one. Because day one, there's only one mitzvah. There is no din of smachtim on day one. It's because of that takana of notel bebeso that the Baal Amar was forced to say, how could they tell us to ignore mitzvah d'oraisa? They can't just tell us to ignore mitzvah d'oraisa. It must be that there is no mitzvah d'oraisa on day one. And that answers Tosfos Kasha. What did Tosfos ask Mem Gimel Amud Aleph? Tosfos asked, why didn't they make this takana to be notel bebeso and the other days also? Well, very pashut, why not? Because on the other days, if you're not taking it in the mikdash, you're not doing that mitzvah d'oraisa. On day one, you're not sacrificing a mitzvah d'oraisa to be notel b'beisa. And on the other days, you're sacrificing a mitzvah d'oraisa. On day one, you're not sacrificing anything. That must have been the Baal Amar Svara. But is it such a kasha, really? Meaning, that's what pushed the Baal Amar. So bothered, how could they tell us not to do a mitzvah d'oraisa? When can Chazal tell you not to do a mitzvah d'oraisa? Under what circumstances do Chazal have the right to tell you not to do a mitzvah d'oraisa? No, give me circumstances. Chazal do it all the time. When can they tell you ignore a mitzvah d'oraisa? Sakana, for sure. Not only can they tell you to ignore a mitzvah d'oraisa, they can tell you violate a nisa d'oraisa, makom sakana. What did the Mishnah say happened? What was the problem in the Mikdash? Right, those were the words even. I think it even used the word sakana. What did it say? That uksharo bezin shabotu liday sakana. That's when they said take up a bias. That was the Baal Amar's kasha that he couldn't get over. How can they tell you to take up a bias? You can ignore this mitzvah. Sakana! What are you talking about? So you have to say the Baal Amar understood that it wasn't a real sakana. And it just wasn't nice. People were pushing. It's like the kind of, you know, it's like the kind of sakana your mother tells you. You know, like, don't do that, it's dangerous. Yeah, it's not really dangerous. It's just like what mothers say is dangerous, you know. It's
like shopping in Israel.
Right. Like taking a cab, you know, in Israel. Or like taking a bus in Israel. Something like, I mean, it is a sakana because people die from it, but it's no more of a sakana than, you know, crossing the street. So that's the Baal Amar Shita. However, how do all the other Rishonim understand? How does everyone else, is that the mitzvah of Simcha applies for all 7 days, including day one, how do they understand? So what did we say before? Maybe even taking Bebeso is not a violation of the mitzvah d'oraisa, because maybe Bebeso also has a din of Mikdash. If you say like the Rambam, what if you don't say like the Rambam? How could they tell you not to do this mitzvah b'mikdash? Says the Stipler so beautiful. The mitzvah of lulav b'mikdash kol shiva is not a mitzvah that every Jew has to take a lulav b'mikdash kol shiva. It's a mitzvah that lulav needs to be nital b'mikdash kol shiva. Not that you need to be notel a lulav kol shiva. Someone needs to be taking, and there needs to be representation in the mikdash of lulav kol shiva. Who's going to be that representation? The kohanim of the Beis Av, the chazanim, the zakenim that were in the Beis HaMokad, the gimel batei dinim that were on the makom hamikdash. There was no shortage of Jews in the Beis HaMikdash. There were dozens and dozens of Jews in the Beis HaMikdash. By Chazal telling you, stay home, they're not getting rid of that mitzvah. The mitzvah is a Klal Yisrael mitzvah that just that requires Klal Yisrael to make sure that there is representation in the Mikdash taking the lulav. If you understand the mitzvah in that way, they were never telling us to stay away from the mitzvah d'oraisa. Elamai the Baal Amor understood the mitzvah that it's a chiyuv on the individual, that every member of Klal Yisrael is a chiyuv to go to the Mikdash and take lulav. Well, if every member has a chiyuv be Mikdash Kol Shiva, then even if I'm in Tel Aviv, even if I'm in Rechavia, I better leave Rechavia and Tel Aviv and go to the Mikdash and take lulav. So we ask the question, Sfas Emes asks the question, everyone asks the question, do you have to go, or why don't you have to go to take lulav in the Mikdash? Says the Stipler, it's told you in the Machlokes Rishonim. Baal Amor understands, in a chinami, you do! Except for the first day. The other days you do have to go to the Mikdash and take lulav kol shiva, because it's a personal chiyuv. But the other Rishonim who aren't bothered by the question of how did Chazal tell everybody to stay home and ignore mitzvah d'oraisa, they must hold that you have no personal chiyuv whatsoever. That the nature of the mitzvah is a mitzvah that they say lulav nital. That the lulav needs to be taken by somebody, that there needs to be representation. Granted, Barava Madras Melech, the more the merrier, etc. But the mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah, is just done by anyone who's there taking it. I'm home. The mitzvah's not being mevutal by me being home. I'm not being mevatal anything. All I'm being mevatal is a Barava Madras Melech, a hidur in the mitzvah. It's worth sacrificing the hidur if people are getting into fistfights over the lulavim. That's the mahalich of this type. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll do a 10-minute halacha today on saying Hallel Yom HaTzmut.